Lebanon is a country which is severely hit by the Syrian crisis, which is paying a high price. There is a strain on its economy, on its infrastructure, and at a time the overall funding has also depleted. So what I met on the ground have been a number of people who are hunted by the war, people who are entering into a despair cycle. I have seen higher vulnerabilities today. People more and more are relying on negative coping mechanisms, such as child labor, such as early wedding. And I have also heard quite a lot of parents expressing their fear that because of the misery in which they are in and because of the lack of understanding of what the future will be all about, that their children might all join, I mean, a radical group in the region, or decide to undertake this death journey towards Europe.
Mr. Lazzarini, how is the UN helping to alleviate the burden of the continuous refugees influx into the country, especially that you just mentioned that the parents fear the children would join radical groups?
Well, I mean, the United Nations has a huge program in Lebanon. We have a program for about $900 million, which is still far not commensurate to the need in the country. Mm-hmm. But basically, we have a program supporting the refugees, but also supporting the host communities and supporting the municipalities, which are at the forefront of the support to the refugees. So what the United Nations has developed has been a program which combines the emergency response, but also a stabilization response. Having said that, I remain convinced that we cannot just address the need in the country through an humanitarian lens. We have to broaden the lens, and we have to be committed to support Lebanon to ensure peace and security at a time the country is exposed, at a time the country is more vulnerable than ever because of the impact of the Syrian crisis.
Mm-hmm. What is needed in this regard from the UN and the international community?
Well, what is needed is a more predictable, a commitment, and we have, to broaden and diversify the support to the country. Mm-hmm. It's not just a question of providing humanitarian assistance. I mean, we expect third countries or donor countries also, to increase their share when it comes to the resettlement of the refugees. Mm-hmm. And all this needs to take place in the absence of a political solution. So it's one thing, to support the agency funds and program, to support the government, to provide, the basic to the refugees and to ensure also social cohesion between host communities and the refugees. But we cannot just have a containment approach. This needs to be complemented by a political commitment, but it also needs to be completed by an increase of the resettlement of the refugees in other countries.
In that regard, how would you address then the European Union in terms of resettlement of refugees?
Well, clearly when the refugees have started to hit Europe, it has been a type of a wake-up call for the European countries. There have been a certain number of pledges which have been done. The famous donor fatigue we felt just before, this crisis seems to have translated into additional contribution and also additional contribution when it comes to resettlement. But again, this has not yet completely trickled down, and more is expected, and I really hope that in the future, the European commitment and engagement will be of a partnership and lasting nature.